don't know if the news has spread yet, but the banjo has African ancestors to it. And Ren and this last summer went out to the Gambia and studied this instrument for a couple of weeks, which is called the accompting, which she will explain to you more about the details, the logistics, and the stuff I'm just making up right off the top of my head.
Half of a gourd, goat skin, wooden bridge, bamboo, stick. Smashed. Now, the only concession to modern, materials are the metal nails and the fishing line that's used for the strings. Because why use twine, really, when you can use fishing line? but everything else, they're still made in the traditional way. I got to see this one being made, and of course learned how to play it, at least the nominal way that I'm. 2 weeks is really not a long time to learn an instrument that's not in any kind of key system that you're used to. So I've learned a few things and I'm working on more. I've got some video and mini disc to help me out, and hopefully all three of us will go over again when we can manage it.
Well, tell them a little bit about how they taught you. Just to give them an example of the not traditional key system.
Well, if you know, they're not keys. It's mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's how they would tune it. You tune it by putting it between your feet and just pulling this up and down. When you've got it to where it sounds like it's the correct interval between the strings, it's not necessarily a particular key, because I don't have little tuners, you know. You set it by spitting on it and rubbing sand in it, the knot here. So that's what they would do. And then your accompting is probably tuned a lot differently than your teacher's accompting, because, you know, they're not done by any exact sort of measure. So they would play you a tune. It's kind of like, remember Simon, that game where it's got four different buttons that are different colors, and it would play a pattern, and you'd have to play it back. It's as if somebody hands you a Simon, and it plays you a pattern, and then when you go to hit the buttons, all the buttons are different notes. That's what it was like. You know, they'd play the tune, and then I'd be like, it didn't sound anything like that when I was hitting the same strings on my thing. So I had to watch their fingers and figure out where they're. It was hard. But this is a song that I learned. It's called simply Gambia. It's actually a little bit of a rivalry song between Gambia and Senegal. It's kind of, they're poking at each other a little bit, saying the one is the better than the other. And I taught these guys the chorus. And you may notice that it's played the exact same way as one of the oldest styles of banjo playing, which is claw hammer. So I'm using the back of the nail. So, and the bamboo pole is called the bango, B-A-N-G-O-E. So you decide how close it is to the banjo and, you know, what part it plays in the banjo's evolution. Can you hear that? Gambia, owe, Senegalese, susuma, desan.
Gambia, owe, Senegalese, susuma, desan.
Gambia, owe.
Gambia, owe, Senegal, susuma, desan.
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 Gambia, owe. Gambia,
owe, Senegal, susuma, desan.
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 Most about about learning this music is that you didn't have a song without words. You didn't have a tune without words. And there were, you had to learn the words with the song or it wasn't complete. You weren't a complete player. And Joe always tells us that. He sometimes will start the tune and he'll go, what are you, sing it so I know what you're playing. You know, to him, every song he plays has words. Every single one. He doesn't play one song without words. For me, that was one of my moments when I was in Gambia. It was like, oh, that's the same thing. You know, at this point, it's really hard to tell what can come, what's coming from what other than the banjo ancestors come from Africa. It's hard to tell exactly. There's lots of different gourd instruments and all this sort of thing, but it's there are some things that, you know, carry over, and it's really interesting to just try to experience it and see, you know, what's what.
Just FYI to everybody, there's plenty of floor space over here if you want to take a seat on the floor over here.
Or if you want to dance.
Oh, if you want to dance, there's
I don't think they can hear back there, but if you want to dance.
Well,
it's not that big of a room. Come on now.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so feel free to dance or, you know, put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
You're fired.
Oh, wait, Viper Man. This next tune here.
Play that again for me.